Parshas Emor el Hakoyanim b'nei Aaron ve'omarta aleihem. Rashi brings lahazir gedoylim alaktanim. Lahazir gedoylim alaktanim. Because it says Emor ve'omarta. It's a double lashon. So Rashi's bavarning Emor ve'omarta that the gedoylim should be mazir the ketanim. The Chasam Sofer says a different shot. What does it mean Emor ve'omarta? You're talking to the Kehanim. Before you're going to start telling the Kehanim the various dinim and kpedis and milus and chiyuvim and achrayis that they have, the erste zach is you have to tell a Kohen, you're a Kohen. Emor aleihem, tell him first that you're a Kohen. The same thing of Ben Torah, Ben Aliyah, Ben Yisrael. You have to first know what your mile is. Emor, tell them who they are. And then, v'omar, to tell them the protim. You know, there's a famous story. Someone once came to a Rav. He says he wants to be a Kohen. So he says, I can't just make you a Kohen. He was mutchering him. I'll pay you. I'll do anything. When the offers were already in the five digits, so he was masking. But he said, but why do you want to be a Kohen? He says, my tata was a Kohen. My zayda was a Kohen. Lo mani gar, I also want to be a Kohen. I've had a cute story, but the point is, you have to know that you're a Kohen. You have to know your maila. Da es ma'aloi secha. Now, on the other hand, there's a Chasam Sofer says, Emer al Kohen and B'nai Aaron. We're talking about the Kohanim. The Kohanim are the ones that are mekariv the other Yidden. Even when a person is trying to do kirev and maybe being mekarev and have a shaychus with others that maybe would have a hashpah l'ra, you have to know also lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav, to be careful not to be mushpa from them, only to be mashpia, not to be a mushpa. The emes is this same idea. The Chofetz Chaim is medayik and shtel zavek at the end of the parsha. At the end of the parsha, it says about the Dalad Minim, and we know that the Dalad Minim represent the different kind of Yidden. The Esrig is Reach and Tam, Torah and Mitzvahs. Hadas is just Reach, Lulav is just Tam. The Lulav, Hadas, Va'arova are always Aguda, together. The Esrig isn't. B'shas the Ma'isa Mitzvah, you bring the Esrig together. After that, the Esrig stays apart. He comes, he has a Shaychas, he's Mashpia on the Matzah of the Dalad Minim, Obel Shaitai, and then he goes back, and then he goes away. State like the dinim of the Kohen state. There's a Gemara in Saita. Those learned it recently in Daf Yomi. Lo yitama. There's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva. Is it a reshus or a chayva? Does the Kohen have reshus to be metama to achoisei, or is it a chayva? And the Gemara actually brings there a series of three halachas. When once and again there's a machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva. If it's reshus or chayva. Lo yitama, Rabbi Shmuel says it's Rishos, Rabbi Kiva says Chayva. The Kinei Yisishtai, that's by Saita, that's what the Sugi is doing there. The Kinei Yisishtai, Rishos, Rabbi Kiva says Chayva. And then the third one, Lo Oilam Behem Tavoidu, Rabbi Shmuel says Rishos, Rabbi Kiva says Chayva. Frek Toisvis, in Saita over there, Dav Gimel. We know that there's a famous Gemara in Makis that there are Tariyag mitzvahs. The Gemara Darshan's over there, Toira Tzivalonu Moshe. There are 611 mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, Toira 611. Because Anoichi and Leyecha was Mipi Agvura, and that's a simon that a makor that this tariyag mitzvahs and rabbis duber on this gemara all the different moine hamitzvahs, the Rambam, the Smag, the Chinuch, various Rishonim, whether and how you cheshbin exactly what the tariyag are. Frek toisvis loy Rabbi Yishmael that just took off three mitzvahs loy yitam of akini asishtay and loy lamem tavoidu, he has three less mitzvahs. What's he going to do with the cheshbin of tariyag? Now the emes is tariyag the rakamashitis, the Rambam brings his series of 613, the Ramban argues on 20-something of them and says other ones instead. The Megillus Esther, which is a Pirish, I mean, it's Megillus Esther, but it's also a Pirish on Sefer Mitzvahs Rambam that answers up for the Shitas Rambam against the Ramban. So everyone has their Shita. But Toysis comes with a question. Like Rabbi Yishmael, we're missing three mitzvahs. And he bleibt schwer. There's an interesting pshat. It's Rabbi Yishmael l'shitasai. Azoy, you could find three mitzvahs. Ich zog nicht. The Gemara in Menachis says, Dav Lamed Zayin, not Lamed Zayin. Later on already, in the beginning, of, in the end of Akhaimitz Rabbah, the Gemara says that there's a machlokes if the four corners of tzitzis is one big mitzvah, and Rabbi Shmuel says no, it's four separate mitzvahs. The Heinu, even though I'm putting on one corner is a mitzvah, each corner is a separate mitzvah. So Rabbi Shmuel l'shitasai, tzitzis counts at four. That's exactly. Cheshbin's out that Rabbi Shmuel could afford to say three other mitzvahs are rishus. So it's not stam, it's Rabbi Shmuel l'shitasai. Shaina Einfeld. Another din on the Kohen, v'isha grusha me'isha le'ikachu, a Kohen is asur begrusha. There's a famous kasha, the Makar is Yerushalmi, Pnei Shua talks about it also though, There's a machlokes tanoim in the end of Gittin. What's the siba that warrants a person to be megarish ishtoi? Whether it's motza acheres nohemenu, or Rav Kiva, or Beis Hillel hikdicha tafshiloi, or Beis Shammai ki motza be'erves dover. The only siba to divorce a wife is motza be'erves dover. So frektzach akasha, if a person divorced his wife because it's erves dover, so why do I need a special din that a koyin is usher to a grusha? A koyin is already usher anyways. There al zoyna. The only way you have gerushin is because kimatza be'erves dover. Why is it negeya necessary to be mechadish the lav of grusha? So you could say lav or olav b'shtayim. You could say that avad even like Beis Shammai b'di'eved. If you megarish shaloi misiba of dover erva avad, it's chal the gerushin. There's another pshat from Rabbi Kveger, it's a whole cheshbon, but the basic of it is that in a chanami he was megarisher because it was matzah be'erves dover, but then it was edim zoyimim, it was nizbar that it wasn't true. The Chasam Sofer brings an interesting pshat. He says lamaisa, even like Bishami, sometimes a person could yet divorce his wife for a different siba. Lamaisa, let's say a person has to go to Medina Sayam for whatever reason, he has an ilutz, he has to go to Medina Sayam, he's going to be far away for a long time, and b'les breira, so he has to send a get to, he's already in Medina Sayam, he has to send a get to his wife. So there's a remez noah that Masech the Gittin starts Hamevi get legabi b'fani nechtav. Hamevi is gematria chain 58. Hamevi says the Chasam Sofer b'derech klal ki matzah be'erves davar and loy matzah chain be'enav. But you should know amol, and that's, he says, that's why Masech the Gittin starts off with the b'fani nechtav topic. We want to start off with a davar toiv. Hamevi loshen chain amol you begarish or not because it was loy matzah chain. You be megarish because there is chen, but what could you do? You're a Medina Sayam, whatever the Siba was, an oinus, and it's hamevi, it's motzah chen, but that could also be a Siba for gerishin. Avad is such a grusha, avad is also usher to a kain. So that's a teretz to the Yerushalmi's kasha. We know a lot of times the Mishnah says, grusha v'chalutza l'koyin hedyin, and the Rishonim speak out that grusha is also to a kain mideraisa, so it's a chavilavin, but chalutza is not a chavilavin. It's only midarabonon. It looks like it's a machlekes Rishonim. There's a yediyah. There's a targum yoinus in Benozil. Afanart over here. Ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Ve'isha grusha me'isha demiftera min gavra or min yivama. She was either sent away from her husband or from her yabam. What does it mean her yabam sent her away? It means after he did yibum, then he was megarisher. That's not a separate case. That's nasis kishtoy l'chol dover. That's a regular gerishin. Farshteitzich, the targum yoinus means demiftera min gavra, that the gavra gave her a get, or min yabma, that he gave her chalitza. State that chalutza is doiraisa. According to this pshat, state that this taka din, that chalitza is doiraisa. Now there's another din in the koyin. It says v'kidashtoi. V'kidashtoi l'chol dover shebekdusha, l'ftoyach rishoin, l'vorach rishoin, l'itil mona yofa rishoin. There's an inyan to be mechabed, a koyin. We learn that from v'kidashtoi. There's a shayla in the rishoin. And what about a koyin that's a balmum? Hare, the lashon of the pasuk is v'kidashtoi, ki es lechem elikecha humakriv. So that's the siva to be mekadosh the koyin. What about if it's a koyin that's a baal mum? Now, a koyin that's a halal, avada doesn't have a kidashta. What about a baal mum? A baal mum can't do avoida, but he's able to eat kachim. It's a shayla in the Rishonim, in the sifra, the chinuch brings, say for a chinuch here, from the sifra, that there is v'kidashta and a baal mum. Rambam doesn't bring it. The minchas chinuch shtel is baal tzen, doesn't bring this din, that there's v'kidashta and a koyin baal mum. Another shayla, what about a koyin katon? Is there v'kidashtoi on a katon? Far bar mitzvah, koyin, that's a katon. The Magen Avraham, Simon Reish Pei Beis, says, there's no v'kidashtoi on a katon. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch over there, asks, man ishtana from a balmum. A balmum, they can't do avoida, but he could eat kachim. A koyin katon also is able to eat kachim. Why shouldn't there be a din of a kidashtoi on katon? A koyin rasha, there's l'chayr no v'kidashtoi. Of course, this is classic Minchas Chinuch. He talks about a chetzi eved, chetzi koyin. You'll ask, how do you have a case of a chetzi eved, chetzi koyin? Look at the Minchas Chinuch. In dozens of places, he clears this kind of shaylus. There is an ukimta, but he wants to know, is there v'kidashtoi? Is there a halba v'kidashtoi on a chetzi eved, chetzi koyin? Yesh lodin. Now, there's an interesting cheshbon over here. There's a mordche in Gittin that says, "Ma'ase b'koyin sheyotzak mayin ayirdei Rabbeinu Tam." There was once a koyin that was yotzak mayin. He was mishamish Rabbeinu Tam. I heard a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam's, but he was a koyin. Hikshaloi, a different Talmud. What about the Yerushalmi that says, "Hamishtamish b'kahuna mo'al"? The Hainu, the din of a kiddashtoi is not stam b'kiddashtoi. It's me'ilo. It's me'ilo to be nana from a koyin. So he asked Rabbeinu Tam, "How could you do it?" The Heshev Loi, Rabbeinu Tam answered him, Ein Kedusha Bizman Hazeh, Ein Bigdeyim Aleim, Ein Kedushasam Aleim, there's no Me'ilah Bizman Hazeh. Frekt, the Talmud to Rabbeinu Tam, continues the Mordecha. What's this? Avada, there's still Dinam of Kahuna, Bizman Hazeh. Rabbeinu Peter brings over there, the Mordecha brings from Rabbeinu Peter, that because there's Mechila. A Koyim could be Meichel. Others want to say it's more than this, he could be Meichel. It's, he's Mechuyiv, Lechabed Rabbi. And of that, he's allowed to be Mevater, and the Rebbe could be Nene from the Koyim. It's interesting. Okay, it is what it is. It's interesting that originally Rabbeinu Tam answered that there's no problem to be Nene from the Koyim because Bizman Hazeh there's no Me'ila. Afterwards, he said it's because of Mechila. There's a nidin in the Achronim, they want to say there could be Bizman HaMikdosh when it's Mamish Me'ila Kol Hanenem and Akoyin Mo'al. Then L'chayra Mechila wouldn't help. Avadi, you first need to be Makdim, Rabbeinu Tam said that it's Bizman HaZeh, not the same Darag of a din. Aber doch, there's a din of a Kiddash Toi. Doch, there's a din of a Kiddash Toi. Mechila could help. Hagam, the Ramah in Simin Kuf Chof Ches, and the Simin in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim of Birchas Koyin and the Sias Kapayim, Simin Kuf Chof Ches, the end of the Simin, the Ramah brings Hamishtamish b'koyin bizman hazeh mo'al, and then he says, but mechila helps. So my first, not like this, right? That there's me'ila, but there still could be mechila. Now here comes the interesting cheshbon. The Gemara says, and that's what the Mordechai was going on. The Gemara says, a koyin can't become a nirtza. A koyin, who's an eved ivri, beforehand we talked about chetzi eved, chetzi koyin was eved kenayni, it's a different cheshbon. A koyin who's an eved ivri. Now you'll ask, how could a koyin be an eved ivri? Because the Shiloh we're asking is not how could a Koyin be an Eved Ivri, we're asking how could a Koyin, the Gemara says in Kedushin, a Koyin can't become an Eved Nirtza. If it's after the 6 years and he wants to be a Nirtza, there's din of Eved Nirtza. We say, no, a Koyin can't be a Nirtza. Why? Because you're going to turn him into a Balmum, you're going to make a hole, you're going to make him a hole in his ear, and that's going to make him a Balmum, and a Koyin is not allowed to turn himself into a Balmum, and that's why a Koyin can't be a Nirtza. So, let's be mocked him. Why was he allowed to be sold as an Eved Ivri to begin with? Zoktim in Cheschinach. Because he was a Ganev. He was a Rosha. He was being sold Bignei Vasoi. So that's not a problem that you can sell him as an Eved Ivri to begin with. But then, if he wants to stay after, beyond the 6 years, he finished the Ganev, he did Tshuva. Now he wants to be a Nirtza. That's also one of the reasons. But now he wants to be a Nirtza. We say, no, he can't be a Nirtza because he's going to become a Balmum. Why do you need to come on to that reason, Frek the Mordecha? Teipuklei, because of the Kiddashtoi. How can he work for his Odin as a Nirtza, as an Eved Nirtza? So you could say his Odin is his Rebbe. You could say that maybe he was Moichel. You could say the Chiddush that some Achronim say the Bir Halacha brings it in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, that a Koyin could work for a different Koyin. If the Odin, there's no Kiddashti from one Koyin to another Koyin, so maybe it could be that the Odin is also a Koyin, and as the Kiddashti, it wouldn't be a problem. But Rav Dem state that he's not going to become a Balmum. But the Kash is a Kash. Zoktim in Cheschinach, after all this Cheshman, he says, Amayrit HaKazach. The Rambam, we mentioned, doesn't bring the Sifra that there's Vikidashta and a Koyin Balmum. Zokt Min Cheschinach, the Rambam was bothered by this Kasha. The Rambam held, how could the Gemara say that the reason you don't do a Nirtza by a Koyin is because you're going to make him a Balmum, and you're not allowed to make a Koyin into a Balmum? Typically, he's not allowed to become a Nirtza because there's Vikidashta. And we've said Terutzim already. But it says in Min Cheschinach, the Rambam didn't hold of any of these Terutzim. He held Fakert, if you would make him a Nirtza, and he'd become a Balmum. You're not allowed to, but if you would be allowed to do that, he'd become a Balmum. And then there's no Vikidash there in a Balmum. We don't pass him like this, Sifra. So there's no Vikidash there. So if there wouldn't be a problem that you could turn a Koyin into a Balmum, fakert, do a Nirtza, make him a Balmum, there's no more Vikidash there in a Balmum. That was the Rambam's Makar, not the passing like this, Sifra, because of this Kash. That's the Cheshvin. Okay, yeah, Sach, see you, isn't it? There's a famous, we spoke about this once, there's a Michtav to Reb Chaim Berlin from the Aderes, a chilufei mechtavim between the Aderes and Reb Chaim Berlin. The shaila was that they had a shakla v'tari was like this. The Gemara says in Brachis, Daf Mem Zayin, that Reb Zeira, a certain story there, Reb Zeira was the one that was mezamin. There was Birchas HaMozoi, and Reb Zeira was mezamin, the Birchas HaMozoi. And it's medayik, the Gemara is madish because he was the balabais. There's a shaila, the Reach is mevarach, the balabais, all back and forth. Frechsech the kasha, Reb Zeira is a kohen. L'chayre, they should have been mechabed Reb Zeira to be mevarech birchas hamazayim als the kiddashtoi, als koyin. So he wrote him a letter. Daderis writes in a letter. He says a chiddush. He says, since the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Zayin, kom rabo the shochet the Reb Zeira.
So Reb Zera was dead. And then this Tchiyas HaMesim. After the Tchiyas HaMesim, you have to know what's together of Tchiyas HaMesim. Legabi Eishes Elio, is he still married to his wife? Does he still own his Nechasim? We can talk about that for it's a whole topic. But Akoyin is Ernisht. So that's why Reb Zera, after the Shechita, had to come on to that he was Mevorich, the Sugya of Balabais Mevorich, Erech Mevorich, that, but not as Koyin. So Reb Chaim Berlin writes him back. He says, the Gemara says that Arain, the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin Perak Chelik, the end of the Sanhedrin, the beginning of Perak Chelik, the Tzadi, the Gemara brings Oz Yosher Moshe, and it brings a few Makairis that there's Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. And then the Gemara brings a Makar that there's Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah because there's going to be Truma La Arain. By Tchias HaMesim, we're going to give Truma to Arain. L'chayr the Teretz is Pashat. There's a chilik between a Protius Dika Tchias HaMesim personally for Reb Zera and the Klolius Dika Klal Yisrael Oilam Haba Tchias HaMesim thingy. Then Avada the Kahuna is Chayzer Vineya.
Go back to Zera after
we'll go back to Reb Zera. Yeah, to the old Reb Zera. You're saying there is no old Reb Zera. Yeah, could be not. Could be not, yeah. Could be you won't go back to the old Reb Zera. I was going to say he has a migu. He doesn't have a migu. It's a new Reb Zera. Interessante shaila. The pasuk says weiter legabi the din of mumim, mumim in a ish, and then mumim in a behemah. All the sugyas of mumim. There's a very interesting pasuk over here. It says daber al aron lemer ish mizarach al doyrosam asher yia by mum lo yikrav lahakrav lechem alikov. Why not? I'm in suspense. Ki kol ish asher by mum lo yikrav. The pasuk pasha repeats itself. A koyin that's a baal mum shouldn't be nikrav, shouldn't be come close to the kachim. Why? Ki kol ish asher baal mum la yikrav. Lama in Hebrew we say lama kacha. So it's a meirah de gezach. I found the Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilyan Hashas and Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara over there, the Gabi, which shmonim and psilas you're allowed to light with. The Gemara says over there after a whole shakam atariya ein madlikin my time alafisha ein madlikin. The Ma'aseh that Ramban's gives there is ein madlikin my time alafisha einam nidlokin. And it means something else. But the gir sel lefanenu, ein madlikin, my time alif she ein madlikin. Zok Rabbi Kiveger and Gilyan Hashas over there, v'chein, the Erev and Lamed Vav, Moed Kotten Chavav, Gittin Samach, he brings a whole bunch of other Gemaras that say similar, ein toilin, my time alif she ein toilin, ein koisvin, my time alif she ein koisvin. That was in Nida Daf Samach and Gittin Daf Samach respectively. And then Rabbi Kiveger, after quoting various Gemaras that has this style, he says, v'chein the posuk. Kol isha sher yeh by mum lo yikrav ki kol isha sher yeh by mum lo yikrav. He quotes this pasuk. He says, "Listen to the Torah also was an azah loshen, and it's a yisoid vaystoyis in chinuch. Sometimes there's no why, because you know, or without the because. Lama kacha ki kol ish. Better in the parsha, going into the mikdash tameh and being pagim and kachim when you betuma, it's this chorus. V'nichras to hanefesh ahi milfonai. There's an interesting story. Someone once came to Rabbi Yisachar Doiv Mibels years ago. Rabbi Yisachar Doiv Mibels, and he said that he was nichshal in chametz bePesach. I don't know b'shoigik veis, but he was nichshal in chametz bePesach. What kind of tshuva should he do? So the Bels Rebbe told him. He said in Parshas Bo it says v'nichrasa by hakoloichel chametz v'nichrasa. And the trup on Vinichrasa is a Gershayim. Vinichrasa, you'll ask about Kerry how to do it, but it's a Gershayim. And since it's a Gershayim, it's a simon, you should go to Golis. And that's your kapar. So the Zira is going in Golis. And it treftzich with the Baal HaShoyal Umeshev, one of the Gedoylim of his time. And he told the Shoyal Umeshev, I'm in Golis now, the Belzer Rebbe told me to go to Golis. Vinichrasa is Gershayim. So the Belzer Rebbe said, it was after Pesach. He went to Golis, yeah, Parshas Emor. He says in Parshas Emor also it says it by Kachem Betuma. It says Vinichrasa. So there also you go to Golis. Vinichrasa with a Gershayim. So he went back to the Belzer Rebbe. He says Taka, state Gershayim Doichet. He said he didn't look at Rashi. Now I don't know if it's a play on words, but Rashi over here says Vinichrasa. Yochel mitzad ze litzad ze. Yikoros mimkoymai v'yisyashiv b'mokim acher. Tamar lo imano ani Hashem b'chol mokim ani. Over here Rashi b'vartz do stay nish Golis. I don't know if it's a Poshup Shalom in the Rashi, but he's a Kvesh Toys. He's a Nishka Hukta, the Shoyal Meshav, a Nishka Hukta of the Rashi. No, Rashi stayed under his arm. We know that when a person's Tomei, so he's Toivol, but then he's still a Tavul Yoim. After being a Tavul Yoim, he still has to wait for Herif Shemesh. And only after Herif Shemesh, he can eat Truma. Kachim, he can't eat
until the next morning when he is a Mechusar Kippurim. Now, everyone knows the famous Mishnah in Brachis, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Me'emes HaKoyren Es Shema. And the Mishnah says, a remez, Agav Orche Kamashmalon, that Bizman Shakehanim Nichnosen Lechel B'Trumosen, but the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about that it's not just a coincidence that we chose to describe Tzeis HaKechavim as Bizman Shakehanim Nichnosen. Dafka, because by the Zman of Tzeis HaKechavim, when a person is Makabel Ol Malchus Shemayim again, and there's a process, there's Yoyim and Laila, that's the Tzura, how this world works, there's Yoyim and Laila, and at the transition from Yoyim to Laila, and the transition from Laila to Yoyim, a person time and again is Makabel Nocham Ol Malchus Shemayim, so it's another wave and a level that he goes into. That's why he's allowed to eat Truma, because Be'emes HaShoyel Yishal, he was ready Toivel in the afternoon, Chulin he's not Tommy for anymore, Maiser he's not Tommy for. What happened? Kachim the next day, he'll bring a carbon, he can eat Kachim. What happened that Tzeis HaKechavim that suddenly he could eat Truma? What? Something happened. Some say Fakert, something happened because you said Kriyashma. Some people say Fakert. The fact that there's a din to say Kriyashma then shows that there's a transition, there's something here. The Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Aruch Chaim, Siman Aleph, brings from the Shloha Kodesh, Toiv Lechaber Yoim V'Layla B'Torah Tefillah. A person is supposed to be Mechaber, Yoim and Layla, the transition time of Tzeis HaKechavim and Alois HaShachar. Yeah, that's early in the morning, but middle of the night. But there's an inyan to be mechaber yoim and laila both by the beginning and by the end. And be tayru b'tfila. You have the parsha of the moyadim. The whole say that we lay on Yom Tov. So the inyan of the parsha of the moyadim eila moyadei Hashem. Moyadei Hashem, and then it says sheishes yomim teyosam alocha. So that's Shabbos, that's not Moyad. Afterwards comes Moyad. Vosepes, it says Shabbos over here also. There's a pshat from the Goyin. Sheishes Yom means the 6 days of Yom Tif that you're allowed to do Malacha of Malachas Eichel Nefesh. 2 days of Pesach, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, and Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah. Right? Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Yom Rishon, Shmini Atzeres, and 2 days of Pesach, Rishon and Shvi. Those are 6 days. Sheishes Yomim, you're allowed to do Malacha Veichel Nefesh. Vayoyim HaShvi is Yom Kippur. That's the day you're not allowed to do Veichel Nefesh. As they look to going, there's another pshat that it's going on Yom Tov itself. Pesach is for 7 days. Oh, but there are 6 days that you're allowed to do Malacha. But Yoyim HaShvi, Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Shabbos Chol HaMoed is not another Shabbos. It's a bear. Shabbos Chol HaMoed. It's a whole arichas that types that up. But that would be another pshat. That Sheishes Yomim, Vayoyim HaShvi, Ruf Tzichav. The Vayoyim HaShvi, Shabbos. The first pshat of the going was that it's going on Yom Kippur. The other pshat is it's the bear of Shabbos Chalamoid. There's a famous Shaila that they asked that L'chaira we should say Hallel on Shabbos Chalamoid. We don't say Hallel on Shabbos Chalamoid. Sukkot we say every day. On Pesach, we only say the first day of Yom Tif. We should say on Shabbos Chalamoid. Because the Gemara says the reason we don't say on Shabbos is because it's not called Moid. And the reason we don't say on Moid is because there's no Isser Malacha. But on Shabbos Chalamoid, we should say Hallel. L'maisa, we don't. But that's Shabbos. Then the Gemara continues, the Pasuk continues, Eila Moyaday, and the first Moyad is Arbosor lachoidish beinu arbayim Pesach Lashem. And people have a misconception about this. Yud Dalad Nisan is Erev Pesach. It's the Yom Tov of Pesach. The 7 days after that is Chag HaMatzos. There's a Yom Tov of Pesach. It's in the Zman HaMikdash. It started at Chatzos HaYom, not in the morning. But from Chatzos HaYom is a Moyed. It Emes is a Moyed. There's no Tefillin after Chatzos. Those that don't wear Tefillin on Moyed. I mean, some people only wear in the morning tefillin for a little bit and take them off. But there's no tefillin after chatzos. If a person is an ovel and sitting shiva by chatzos on erev, not as opposed to other yom tov, chatzos on erev Pesach, you get up. It's already moyed. It's a yom tif. Erev Pesach is a yom tif. There's a remez from this also. It's brought down that there's a simon of atbash that every single day of yom tif of Pesach comes out the same day of the week as a parallel letter. I'll explain that the Aleph, the first day of Pesach, is tough. Comes out always every year, the same day as Tisha B'Av. Whatever day of the week, the first day of Pesach came out, so tough, Tisha B'Av, that coming Tisha B'Av will come out. Beis is Shavuos. The second day of Pesach is always the same as Shavuos. Gimel is Rosh Hashanah. Dalet is Kuf. Dalet Kuf is Simchas Torah, Kriyas HaTorah. Hey, the fifth day of Pesach is Tzadi, will be the same day as the following Yom Kippur. Vav is pay is Purim, the prior Purim. The year after, you can't promise it because Tevis and Cheshvin and Kislev could be Mole and Chasser. But Vov, pay is Purim. And Zion, the seventh day of Pesach, the remez is Ayin. What's the Ayin? Erev Pesach. The seventh day of Pesach is the same as Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a Moed. It continues in Chutz Laaretz. You have Ches, you have an eighth day of Pesach, is Samach, is the Leil HaSeder. Seder, the Leil HaSeder is the same as Ches. But Erev Pesach is Avada Aber. Now, I saw an interesting pshat in the Ben Yehoyada. He says, all the Inyan of the Regolim and the Moyadim is to be Mechaper on the Chet HaEgel. And he says it with a text like this. He says, he makes a cheshbin that the Chet HaEgel was for 6 hours. By Kiboishesh Moshe, 6 hours later, they caught on already. The Chet was for 6 hours. So we're Mevatel it with the Moyadim, Batel B'Shishim. He says there are 7 days, 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, and 1 day of Shavuos, Shalosh Regolim, that's 15 days. How many hours in 15 days? You want to be Mevatel 6 hours in Shishim? 360. 15 days is 360 hours. Yes, correct. 24 times 15 is 360. Is Batel B'Shishim. But then he speaks out. He says, but there's a man diomer that Batel B'Shishim needs 61. You need Shishim Be'echad, Keneged Be'echad that you're being Mevatel. He says, where's the last one? Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is 6 hours. It's also a Moyed. It's 6 hours of Moyed. Pesach is 7 hours plus six, 7 days plus 6 hours. So that's Batel B'Shishim. He adds the Ben Yayada that there's another man diomer that you need Batel B'Meya. Batel B'Meya, we have to add another 240 hours, another 10 days. He says that's 8 days of Chanukah, Purim, and... No, I apologize. I said Shmini Atzeres before, I'll take it back. I didn't. I said 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, and Shavuos. And Shavuos. Shmini Atzeres is not from the Shalosh Regolim. It's Atzeres. Then he adds Chanukah, Purim, and Shmini Atzeres gets you to Batel B'Meya in the Moyadim. Oh. V'inisem es nafshay seichem. There's a chesh benifla from the Ostrovtzer. He says, Yom Kippur, we did hours, now we're doing minutes. Yom Kippur is 24 hours, which is 1440 minutes. Plus, you have to do a little bit Tosfos Yom Tov, extra 16 minutes for two. He makes a cheshbon, a mil is 24 minutes. He goes, so you need two-thirds is 16. He says, he makes a cheshbon, a person eats every day of the year. The amount, he makes a cheshbon, every meal you eat takes 2 minutes. You eat twice a day. It's 4 minutes. That's the cheshbon he makes for the Yud Beis Shoisniks. That's some food for thought. But that's his cheshbon, 4 minutes a day. 364 days of the year times the 4 minutes is mechuvin genoy to the minutes of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur v'inisem is mechaper on achila of the whole year. Now there's a whole sugya. It's a Yerushalmi. The Rishonim talk about it. And there's a ganza simon in Shulchan Aruch and simon tof reish chav dalid. Why the minig is we do sveika de yoima on all the other yomim tovim. We do not do sveika de yoima on Yom Kippur. We don't do 2 days Yom Kippur. There was a shaila b'emes in the people that were in Shanghai, there wasn't a question of Sveikid Yoima. There was a Sveikid Dina. They didn't know if they're 12 hours ahead of 12 hours, which day is which. But Bechlal, as the concept of Sveikid Yoima, but all the other Yom Tov, we do Sveikid Yoima, the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Chala, and the Rishonim Hanlon, and it's again at the Torah, and Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tafresh Chavdalit, we don't do Sveikid Yoima on Yom Kippur. And Pashtus, the reason is because it's Sakonis Nefashis, which is a Pella, because we should still do Sveikid Yoima of Melocha. In Echanami, don't fast for 2 days. But why don't we do Tfilois and Isser Melocha like we do all the other Yomim Tovim? Vaistois, it goes together. Yom Kippur, the Isser Melocha, and Isser Achila goes together, although I will question that. In the Zman, when Shloim HaMelech made the Chanukah's base Mikdash, the Gemara says that they did not fast that year. It was a Shivas Yomim of Chag. Prior to Shivas Yomim of Sukkot, Shiva v'Shiva, and they ate that year on Yom Kippur. Gan Chalal Yisroel. Did they do Malacha? I'm asking a question. Were they knowing Isser Malacha of Yom Kippur? It's totally Zebizet. I don't know. Chav Nishtay Yediyev then. Why should there be Asr Bittul Malacha? Lamaisa, the minig is, the Oilam is not, most of the Oilam is not knowing Sveke de Yoima on Yom Kippur. It's not as well known. People don't realize here, But the Briskers and the Chazanish also was very machmir on Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't do, a lot of Briskers, they don't do Malacha Deiraisa by Avraham Yeshua, one of his kids lights the Havdalah candle. I don't know what's the Cheshman of it. He won't do Malacha. I saw recently a story, Reb Chaim Kanievsky was Mevarer. There was the Chazanish, a little bit before he was Nifter, drove on Chol HaMoed on the second day of Yom Tov, on Tes Zayin, to a bris that was far away, and with a car. I mean, he was willing to drive in the car. So Reb Chaim, there's a picture of Reb Chaim discussing with that person who was 80 years old now, then, a few years ago. It was him and his twin brother that the Chazanish was a sandik for, that he drove, because he wanted to be Mavar, should he drive? He usually wouldn't do Malacha on second day of Yom Tov. In Eretz Yisrael. But that was the Shaila. But Al Kopanim, Yom Kippur, more so, Sai Lagabi Achila and Sai Lagabi Malacha, the Olam is not Noi. And this Kiyadua is one of the famous coolest of the Beis Halevi. A certain maskil once came to the Beis Halevi and asked him, why are you so machmir? What's the deal here? So he says, no, I'm very, very makel in a lot of things. And he told him seven coolest that he does. One of them is that he's makel. He does allow people to fast for 2 days Yom Kippur if they want. Another is that he's matir to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. He's matir to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzois. Piyutim by Tefillah. There is a chumrah not to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, even if you missed. He was makel. You could say Kriya Shema. These were the seven coolest of the Beis Halevi. Yeah, we're holding in the days of Sfiris Oimer, and we're coming up Taka to Lag BaOimer, and there's an interesting shaila. People are masupik if you're supposed to say Lo Oimer or BaOimer. And there's different minhagim, and it's pesnam and amma'akiv, but just for a minute, assuming that it's mamish, you have to know which way to say it. Someone wanted to bring a raya because he never heard that it's called lag lo oimer, and it's a raya that you're supposed to say bo oimer. Over the oimer chacham said, no, faker, because a person few minutes before shkia is going to ask, what are you doing on lag bo oimer? So to avoid having the problem, we dafka say it not the correct way, so it should be that you should still be able to count. But the emes is, it's not pashut. Are you yoitz if you say lag? Are you yoitz if you say aleph? Days, Gimel. It's a gematria. Are you Yoitza if you say on the 28th day of the Omer, Hayoim Koyach Yomim L'Omer? Is that called you counted? Now, it's clear that you have to say a number. Lamashal, if a person would say today is Yisoyit Shebet Teferis, that's not called that he counted. But if you say a number, now, L'chair, anything is a number. Yesh Lodon, if Aleph Beis is a number. If you say the square root of 81 on the ninth day of the Omer, that mustama would be good. If you say pi, I'm not sure, because maybe you have to say, maybe it's not tmimos. You have to say exactly 3. You can't say 3.141. You have to say, but I don't know, loy duck. But what about aleph beis? There's a famous klal from the Rogachov. You know, there's a stira. The Mishnah in Becheiris, daf nun ches. The Mishnah in Becheiris, daf nun ches, says that you're supposed to count out the Meiser Behema. And it says you're supposed to count Achash, Taim, Shalish, Arba, and that every tenth one is Meiser Behema. But if you look at the Mishnayis, in the Mishnayis of Becheiris, it says Aleph, Beis, Gimel. So what is it? Is Aleph, Beis, Gimel enough? Or you have to say Achas? On Yom Kippur, we say with the Hazoyas Adam, Achas, Achas, Va'achas, Achas, Ushtayim. Do you have to say Achas, or is it enough to say Aleph, Beis? There's a klal from the Rogachover. He said a Yesoid like this. He said it depends. When you're counting a series of numbers, are you counting it because each number counts that there's an inyan to that number? Or it's just a hechatimtza to get because you want to know what the sach hakol. Is it a mispar hechleiti? It's mukhlat? Like Yom Kippur, he says, it's mukhlat. You can't say aleph, aleph, beis. It's achas, achas, achas. Every hazoya, there's a din hazoya, it's ma'akev, every hazoya. But he says, l'mashal ma'isir behema probably is just abi, you should know to get to the tenth one. Yesh lachko now by Sfiris Oimer. Sfiris Oimer's everyday counts. It's you have to, or it's a bee that you know you're getting to 49. I said a chiddush. There's Yedua, there's a chumra from the Shlo HaKadosh. She's medayikin in Tosfos and Menachos that an isha that's counting for Zova. Tosfos Bemis asks, why doesn't an isha who's counting the Yemei Ziva, why doesn't she count with a bracha? So Tosfos says a bracha she can't make. Maybe she's going to see Dan. Meaning, Sfiris Oimer, just be careful not to forget, yeah? But by Ziva, you'll be Roya Dam. It will be Soysa the Minion. So it's not Kedai to make a bracha. But the Shlo says there's inyan to count. But Kenzain over there at Zichar, just to Hechatimsa to know that it's up to the 7 days. There Avada, you can count Aleph Beis. It's not, wouldn't be a problem to say Achas. Although I wanted a tiny one, Meiser Behema also could be, it's a Mispar Be'etzem. The Hainu, there's a famous verse. Why do you have to count the Meiser Behema? A guy knows he has 700 Behemas, so he has to give 70 to Meiser Behema. Terrence says he thinks about it. 70 behemoths, that's a lot of behemoths to give to Meiser Behema. But we tell him, no, Herzu, Achas, this one is yours. Shtayim, Sholosh, till 9, these are yours, only the 10th one. But then, Faker, then you're talking counting every one. Yesh Lodin, how to handle that. Now, Lag Bo'imer specifically, it's brought down in the Ramah, that it's a little bit of a yomtif, you make a simcha, there's a shaila, if it's yom simchas rashbi or yom shemes rashbi, there's a makairis in the Indian, there's a lot of soidos in the koyach of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who was the makar of Torah Shebal Peh, and vaislay somehow it ties into Lag BaOmer, specifically the Magen Avraham. There's a lot of svarim and heiliges svarim that talk about Lag BaOmer. I want to speak out on Magen Avraham and a Rabbi Kiveg on Lag BaOmer. The Magen Avraham says in Simen Tov Tzadi Gimel, he brings a story. He Emes brings it very bekitzer, but there's makairis nemonim for what the story was, that there was a certain tzaddik that every single day would say Nachem. In Shemoneh Esrei, not only on Tisha B'Av, every day in the Bracha of Yerushalayim, he would say Nachem. And he came to the Kever of Rav Shimon ben Yochai by Lag BaOmer, and he said Nachem. And came out Basura, you say Nachem by Rav Shimon? You're going to need a Nechama. And his child died. Ad kan demaisa, but the Hainu, so what's the Taich? I heard once an interesting Taich. I still saw a famous story. There's a story from the Rav Menachem Mendel Mivateps, the Priya Oretz. He lived in Tveria over 100 years ago. 150 years ago, probably. There was a rumor once that Mashiach had come. And in the Gass in Tveri, they were talking that Mashiach had come. And Rav Menachem Mendel hears, Mivatepsky hears, there's a tumult. He goes out, what's going on? They tell him, say, hey, says Mashiach comes. So he was in his room. He opened up the window, and he shmecked. He said, no. So he closed the window. He said, it's Beseder. Mutalach. It's nofnisht. So the Gedolim of that door, they asked, why was it necessary for him to open up his window and see what's going on outside? Because by him, in Chadrei Chadarim, where he was, it was Recha Shel Mashiach. Where he was in his Madrega, it wasn't Nachim. It wasn't, he had to see where the door was holding. May end of this is the saying, by Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Mezoknish Nachim. It's a Mogen Avraham. We don't say Nachim, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. We know what happened 2 years ago with Klal Yisrael, Bechlalusa, and those Mishpachas Beprat, Avad, that need a tremendous Nechama. But we have to understand, by Rav Shimon ben Yochai, there's no Nachim. It's a Mogen Avraham. There's another interesting Nakuda, Rabbi Kveger. There's a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Memhei. Rabbi Kveg is Taichin Shem Yechai. The Gemara says, "Amar Chizki, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Mishum Rav Shem Ben Yechai. Yochal ani lifter as kol oilam kulei min adin. Miyoyim shenev reisi adato. Vilmoli elozer bni. Miyoyim shenev roilam adato." He could be pointed the whole oilam. Why? What's Rav Shem Ben Yechai's koyach that he could be pointed the whole oilam? So Rabbi Kveger in Gilin Hashas over there in Sukkah Daf Memhei, he says he's mitzayin to look at the Ovis Rav Nosson in Perak Tezayin. What state in Ovis Rav Nosson? State Rav Shimon ben Yochai Oimer. Mikan she'ein Yisrael royim p'nei Gehenim. Why? Moshe l'mod over doimer, Zokter Ovis Rav Nosson. A king gave a group of people a field, and it's a field that, a large field, it should have come out 100 kor, and he gave them to work, and they were v'hishku, v'adru, v'kishu, v'zaru, v'katsru, and came one kor of tefuah, a mid of tefuah, one kor, very, very little amount, b'yachas to the size of the field. King is all upset. And they come to Melech HaTegedeya, Soda Zu Shenatatalanu, Ziburis Hoya. The emissary wasn't even right that even one course should be able to come out. The Kaishi, after all of our ma'amats, after our effort, this is what came out. Kach Hasidim Yisrael, to say, you gave us the Yetzirah, you gave us Nisyonis. Appreciate what could come out. You say, oh, you have Misogam, I'm all, this would have been. No, this is the Mabat of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And you have to realize, it's Rav Shimon ben Yochai that came out of the Ma'ara after 12 years. He came out after 12 years, he wasn't soivel, the oilam wasn't soivel him, he wasn't soivel the oilam, miyad nisraf. He went it for another year. He went it for another year, and then Rav Shimon Yochai, after that year, Rav Shimon Yochai dafka, from his room madrega, dafka adarab, everyone is able to be mischaber to Rav Shimon Yochai. Rav Shimon Yochai is the one, this is what Kveg is saying, Rav Shimon Yochai is the one that's able to understand, klap each person's darga, that, yeah, this is what you're holding. I heard once from an Adam Gadol, it's Vesant, the Pasuk says, Zachar Yimoy Soilam, Binu Shnois Dar Vador. So the Chasam Sofer says, Binu shnois dar vador, shnois is the shinoi. Understand the shinoi of every door. Every door, every 2 weeks now, there's a new door, yeah? Binu shnois dar vador, understand the shinoi of every door. Yeah. Ad kan divrei Chasam Sofer, but the pshat is okay, gevaldik, so hakol zababa, everything the same, yeah? No. When you make a balance on this kind of idea that maybe a door needs to be doing things different, it's zechari my sailam, binu shnois dar vador, sha'al avicha viyagetcha, zekenecha viyoymalach. You have a messiah from Rav Shimon ben Yochai of the door to tell you how. Meaning it's true. It's Binu Shnois Dar Vador. And each door to treat the door as they're supposed to be treated. Another member of Rav Shimon Yochai, Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. It's Machlokes Tanaim. Rav Shimon says, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. Fakert, everyone's B'nei Malachim. Bonim Atem L'Shem Alekeichem, no matter what, even Bonim Ashchisim are Bonim Atem L'Shem Alekeichem. B'derech Drash, this is a Tzustel, it says Bonim Atem, there's a Glal, by the Moyadim, it says Atem, Atem Afilu Meizidim, Atem Afilu Shoigigin, Atem Afilu Muatim. So there's a, in this farm state also, Bonim Atem L'Shem Alekeichem, Atem, Atem Afilu Meizidim, Atem Afilu. So that's the gewaltige koyach hama'ached of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Shimon bar Yochai, Gematria Shabbos, Achdus, Ayin Shom. This forum explain the inyonim nisgavim of the inyon. We should be zoichetaka to be in Esraimim.